It's Tuesday, February 4th, 2025, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Fire damaged a barn in rural Rice Lake Sunday afternoon, but no livestock were lost. In-person early voting for the spring primary starts today. The WIAA sued for blocking a transfer student from playing sports, and a new specialty license plate promotes the forestry industry. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A barn fire in rural Rice Lake Sunday resulted in more than $500,000 in damages, but no loss of life to livestock. Rice Lake Fire Captain Jeff Frank said firefighters were called out just before 2 p.m. Sunday to the 2300 block of 22nd Street. Firefighters found flames and smoke coming from the large barn, with a skid steer fully engulfed in flames in the center of the structure. Two bulls and two chickens escaped the fire with the help of firefighters. No one was injured. The fire was contained to the center of the barn, but the whole structure suffered water and smoke damage. The damage cost was estimated at $550,000. Names have been released from the fatal UTV and snowplow collision near Stanley early Sunday morning. The State Patrol said 19-year-old Trayton D. Tesmer of Withy was killed. His Jeep Compass struck the rear of an eastbound Triple County snowplow on Highway 29 near Stanley on Sunday just after 4 a.m. The snowplow driver was not injured. Absentee ballot deadlines are approaching for Wisconsin's February 18th spring primary. Bob Haig tells us more.
Starting today, 2 weeks before Election Day, clerks can begin issuing in-person absentee ballots at the clerk's office or another designated location. The in-person absentee voting process, sometimes called early voting, involves a voter both requesting a ballot and completing that ballot on the same trip. Voters will need to show an acceptable photo ID when voting by in-person absentee ballot. Elections Administrator Megan Wolf said voters who still need to request an absentee ballot by mail should act immediately. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Registered voters can make their requests online and see what is on their ballot at myvote.wi.gov. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was in Madison Monday to discuss funding she secured for the Wisconsin Opioid Overdose Response Center. The Wisconsin Democrat says that could now be in jeopardy because of a federal funding freeze issued by the Trump administration.
This is unconstitutional and an illegal grab of power. The Constitution is crystal clear that Congress makes laws, Congress passes budgets, and the administration implements them, whether Trump likes them or not.
The center is set to open this year, providing educational information on overdoses, naloxone, and fentanyl testing strips to community pharmacies around the state. A conservative group is suing the WIAA over transfer rules. Raymond Newport tells us more.
The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty accuses the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association of illegally interfering in the business of publicly funded and administered sports groups. This is after a student who was forced to go from private to public schools due to an illness in her family was blocked from joining the Baraboo softball team. The girl's family requested a waiver and was denied. A will spokesperson says the girl's family pays school taxes and lives in the district, and the WIAA has overstepped its bounds as a private organization. The WIAA is declining to comment due to the lawsuit. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
There's a new specialty plate from the Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles. Sean Maloney has a story.
The DMV is now offering the Wisconsin County Forest Association plate. The organization is a nonprofit that works to educate and sustain more than 2.4 million acres of healthy and productive forests for recreation and the state's forest product industry. In order to receive the plate, you'll need to commit to a $25 annual donation, which would be used to help advocate and promote sustainable forest management in Wisconsin. There are now more than 60 specialty plates available in Wisconsin, and they can be viewed on the DMV's website. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.